Hi, I'm LJ Tucker. Welcome back to 7,000 Volts, Living an Electrified Life. Today's topic that we're going to talk about is attitude. In fact, by the end of this podcast, I want to give you a 30-day challenge on how to redefine your attitude to become a better you. William James of Harvard University put it best this way. He said, "The greatest discovery of my generations is that people can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." This is so true. And this is, William James was born in the 1800s. If you haven't heard of him, look him up. He's a science philosopher. It's the attitude of mind. It doesn't matter where you're at in life and where you're trying to go. If you have a winner's mentality, of attitude, the attitude of a winner, then you can't help but win. You can look at the great sport figures that we have to look at, from Michael Jordan to Tom Brady to Barry Bonds to Babe Ruth. They all have the same thing in common. They have a winner's attitude. They have a winner's frame of mind. That's all they know. Regardless of their personal life and the things that goes on in their personal life, that's none of my business and neither is it yours. On this podcast, as I talk about these things and I try to relate them to you so it can give you a different way of thinking about things, I would never try to change your life. I'm never trying to tell you what to do. That's your decision to do on your own. But understand the impact that attitude has in your life, for your life, and about your life. You are today. So with attitude, it takes us where we wanted to be. Regardless if you want to go somewhere or not, with a poor attitude, then you're not going far. But if you have a attitude that I can do this, I will do this, then you have different results. I'm successful because of my attitude. I choose to believe everything that I do and I put my hands to will be successful. And I have the direct results from that. I've been able to build a successful business. I've been able to become a certified arborist, which wasn't a walk in the park for me. I didn't pass that test the first time. I took it. It took some studying and it took a different mindset for me because I consider myself a smart, intelligent person, but certain things are not my thing. And when it comes to testing, sometimes people struggle testing, and that was one of my struggles. It's not that I didn't get the material. It's like you get test anxiety sometimes, but I had to change my attitude towards that test in order to pass it. And when you change your attitude towards anything, it changes the results that you've been getting in the past. I challenge you to do this for 30 days. I challenge you to make a conscious effort on your attitude. Even if you don't like something, say, you know what? I might not like it, but I'm gonna change my attitude towards it. Because sometimes it's a you problem. In traffic, people get mad at somebody that pulls out in front of them. Why? Just have a positive attitude. Hey, no worries. If you leave on time, maybe you won't get upset when somebody needs to get over and they got their blinker on, and you choose to speed up to keep them from getting over. Leave a few minutes earlier so other traffic goers don't bother you. It's the attitude that keeps people from struggling. The ego gets in the way. An ego keeps people from being successful. It just does. When my ego was in the way when I first started in business, I couldn't grow. I had an attitude of, I couldn't do this, I couldn't afford that. Oh, that will never have that. Oh, look at that truck over there. I'll never afford this. And that was my attitude, a poor, lackluster attitude of life. Because that's all I knew. I wasn't around positive people like I am today. That wasn't my circle that I was in. And because of it, I got the exact results of what I believe. I had a poor attitude and I got the results of a poor attitude person. So if you would make a conscious effort, not just one day, not just 2 days, just one day at a time, that's it. That's all it takes, one day at a time. And you see the results in your life. Psychologists say the most important thing to people is their identity. Me personally, I wouldn't trade my identity for the world. And we live in a world where everybody's trying to trade their identity to be something that they're not, to be somebody else, just to find out later that, oh man, this person was a fraud or this is person that. You have to live and run your own race. You have to have your own identity. Yeah, it'd be nice to have Oprah Winfrey's or Michael Jordan's or Warren Buffett's money, but not in the case if I had to use my identity. People like, if you can trade places with anybody, who would it be? And they'll body a name, some famous celebrity. Like, okay, we'll grant you your wish. What God said, what if God said, I will grant you your wish. But guess what? You have all the money, but now you have no identity. Who are you if you're somebody else? You lose your name, you lose your identity. And so you got to ask yourself that question. Who are you? Who are you trying to be? You have to have that attitude of who you are to become the person that you're trying to be. So I've learned to have a positive attitude and a positive outlook on life as a business owner, as a father, and as a man. And there's certain aspects that I have to learn, and I have learned to help me stay functional. You know, one of the things, a couple of things I do acupuncture, and I do, I go to the chiropractor. And before those, the two, especially the acupuncturist, I used to have real bad allergies, which makes me get, you know, not breathe the way I should breathe, especially during pollen season. And so I would take all the Zyrtex and all the allergy medicine they had. So I don't have to do that anymore. And because of that, I have an even better attitude than I already have, especially during pollen season. I have to walk around. It's like, oh, this pollen makes me sick and this and that. And I've learned to pay attention, believe it or not, to my boots. I probably go through maybe 12 pair of boots a year, if not more. Because if I don't pay attention to the soles of my boots, I start walking unevenly on the ground. And when you wear a size 15 and weigh 250 plus pounds, that's a big deal. Because at 6'5", walking unevenly like that throws your back out of alignment. And so instead of going every other week to the chiropractor, you know, you may have to go twice a week. And I always know, because I'll get this sharp pain throughout my back. And with that sharp pain, it causes me, like, why is my back hurting so bad? And it causes me to look down at the bottom of my boot. So I pick my foot up, and once I see that heel is worn unevenly on my boot, those boots come off, they go into the trash, regardless of where I'm at. And I know it's time to get the new pair of boots off the shelf, because I normally have a new pair of boots sitting and waiting. So that's one of the things that allows me to function evenly, be even keel, is my back is a part of my health. Goes the back, goes my attitude. So how can I keep a positive attitude? Well, I have to watch my boots on the ground, believe it or not. And I have to be at my optimal best, my optimal health. And how can I do that? I have to pay attention to the details of things. I have to not try to keep up with Larry Moe or the Joneses or however they say that. I have to be true to me. I have to be true to myself. There's a story called The Acre of Diamonds. I don't know if I ever shared it here on one of my podcasts, but I'm going to share it today. I think I heard this from Earl Nightingale. You can look this up to hear this story. I'm going to try to get close to it as possible. There's a farmer in Africa that heard about these diamonds and how people were getting rich and getting this money off of diamonds. So he sought to become a diamond dealer. And so he sold his farm and he traveled the world looking for the acres of diamonds. And I think he tried it for about a year and he was unsuccessful. He was unsuccessful of trying to find his acres of diamonds. So a story would tell it that he jumped off a cliff and committed suicide because he couldn't find what he sought. A few months later, the property that he sold to go look for these acres of diamonds, they found out was one of the richest diamond fields in all of Africa. And as of today, as storyteller, it turns out to be one of the number one diamond places in the world. And now, the message I got from the story, not only was this guy living on acres of diamonds, he didn't know what he was even getting himself into. He didn't even know what a diamond looked at in its rarest form. And so he sold everything to go look for something that he already owned. Have you ever did that? Have I ever did that? Absolutely. You know, and I believe the first time I heard that story, it just helps me. It helped catapult my business to another level, because you can be sitting on your acres of diamonds. I know I was. It just, you know, after hearing that story, it just made me study my craft that much more. It made me have such more of a positive attitude towards what I did, because I was literally sitting on my acres of diamonds, and so could you be. So in hearing stories like the acres of diamonds, it just helps keep me balanced, because sometimes we can get besides ourselves, we can get ahead of ourselves, and we can lose track of our own balance. And in order to keep track of our balance, you have to maintain a positive attitude to do that. And it's not an easy test. It's not something like, oh, I'm just going to start having a positive attitude when you have years of such a negative attitude or a lackluster attitude. So my faith, my calmness, my commitment to not only be the best that I can, be the best father, be the best salesperson, even though I don't consider myself a salesperson, it's just a part of the territory. But to be the best that I can, sometimes I have to mute the radio. I have to turn the TV off. I have to not listen to the outside influences that can shape or determine me making a decision that's not going to be most influential to me or those around me. And so I have to find that balance by listening to positive material when I do listen, by surrounding myself with people that's like-minded. Because it's easy to be like the 95% hang with people that's not going in the same direction that you are. But what are results from that? I used to have the three strike rule. When I talk to a person, whether in person or on the phone, and they hit me with a negative report, oh, this is going wrong or that going wrong. And in my mind, I constantly like strike one. And then I'll redirect. Well, it's not that bad. You'll be fine. And then they come at you again with, oh, well, my dog did this. He done died. You're like, that's strike two. And so you redirect him. Well, he's in a better place. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And then they come with something else negative. Oh, my car broke down. I just don't know what I'm going to do. And then I'll hit that strike three. And no more redirecting. It's time for me to go, hey, I just remember I had to do something. I'll talk to you later. Good, best of luck to you. And that's how simple that it is. And that's how I keep not only negative people, but people with a poor, lackluster attitude from around me, because it's contagious. In life before I did those things, it seemed I sat down long enough and listened to people's sorrows and woes. It was like that black cloud that followed them started following me. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I'm like, man, everything was going good until, man, I started listening to this man and his problems, and now I'm having all these problems. And that's just how it works. They say misery loves company. If you don't make a conscious effort to stay balanced and stay focused on your own tasks and your own goals, it's going to be hard, because you'll let somebody else project onto you. It is so very important to maintain a positive attitude, regardless of what part and walk in life that you're experiencing or doing. I can remember a time I went to help a friend, they had to pick up a washer and dryer. And so they asked, can I go to the Salvation Army with them because I had a truck and help them out? Like, no problem. I got you covered because, you know, you want to do your good deed. But there's a saying that no good deed goes unpunished. That's true in a way. So this particular day, I go to help them and they get out of the truck once we get to the place. And this is before backup cameras on trucks and stuff. Well, they let the tailgate down on my truck so they can get the washer and dryer. But they stood in my way where I can see them, and they backed me up into this parking space, which is no big deal, except I didn't see the Ballards that were sitting there, and they didn't say anything. They just kept backing me up, and I backed right into the metal posts, which are called Ballards right there, and it dented my tailgate. So, of course, this person can't afford to pay for it. They're getting a free washer from the Salvation Army, so this is going to be my expense. So I get out, I see my dented tailgate, and I can't help but smile. And all the bystanders had something to say. They said, oh, man, you ain't mad. Man, I would be pissed if that was my tailgate. And I looked at them with a Chuck E. Cheese smile and like, well, it's only a tailgate. We can get it fixed. When I wanted to scream and rant and rave, I didn't. It was easy to do. It would have been the easiest thing to do, but I didn't. And of course, what else could happen? I fixed the tailgate and that's in it. It cost me a few $100, but I fixed my tailgate and I kept it moving. When things happen, the simplest and easiest thing to do is to keep it moving. Because what is it going to change for you to cuss, get upset, bring your blood pressure up, bring your stress level up? Over what? At the end of the day, what just happened has happened, and it has to get fixed. I remember my first dump truck. It was a 83 C70, and I still have it. It's not in the best of conditions because we don't use it. It's sitting here on the yard here at the office. And I did a miscellaneous, I call it a miscellaneous job because it had nothing to do with trees. We took the sidewalk out for this guy so he can get a new sidewalk. And I loaded it onto the bed of my dump truck. And we took it to dump it at the truck, the concrete dump. Well, concrete is a little bit more solid and heavier than trees. It's heavier than dirt. It's solid weight. So I went to dump this truck at the dump, and what happens? The whole bed of the truck buckles and it breaks entirely off. I was lost for words. I wanted to kick and scream, but I didn't. I'm glad that the truck didn't flip or tip over. I got out of the truck, assessed the situation, and everybody was looking, shaking their head like, boy, oh boy, I would be pissed. And inside, I wanted to scream again, but I didn't. The guy's like, what can we do to help? I said, can we get it back on? So they helped me with the loader. He put it back on. I grabbed some chains. I chained it down. And the only thing I could do from there is take it to the shop for them to fix it. It set me back $1,500, but it got fixed. What changed? Nothing changed. I just had a positive attitude about what happened. That's life. Things are going to happen. It's all how we respond to it. You have to have a positive mental attitude about anything and everything in life in order to move forward. So remember, your today, how you live in today, where you're at in life today is from choices that you made yesterday. So as you move on, as we move on, it's always from one situation, whether it's something physical that happens or you're dealing with people. And as you know by now, and if you don't, I'm going to say it again. My faith allows me and it keeps me balanced where I can keep that mental positive attitude because I have to deal with employees every day. And I'm grateful for my employees, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you have to have a extra side of bacon on the side, so to speak, sometimes to give you the extra protein that you need to deal with some people. Because some people, they would try to project their problems onto you. And one of the sayings that I say in the meeting, hey, And I learned this from my godfather. What's the next step and what can we do to grow? Because if you're looking to be in the same place next year this time, then you're in the wrong place. And I let my people know this because I want to see them grow. Because what happens when you're around people that work for you that's not trying to grow? Well, what's the opposite of growing? Not growing. So when a person don't grow and people around them are growing, what tends to happen? Well, jealousy tends to happen. Resentment seems to happen. So you get these little verbal attacks or these little attacks with inside your own organization when you deal with people that is not growing. So you have to figure out a way to keep them engaged, encouraged, and just encourage them to, hey, you got to have a positive attitude. And sometimes when people don't manage their own affairs, what tends to happen, the jealousy will kick in because they don't manage their affairs and you manage your affairs, so you'll be on the end of their attacks. And unfortunately, I had to let people go like that because what happens is you get attacked. Oh, I'm not paying. You're not paying. I'm not getting paid enough money. I'm like, hey, it sounds, you know, you want to say it sounds like a personal problem. But I remember in my days before I owned the business, you know, I worked several jobs. I've worked two jobs at a time, sometimes three jobs at a time, because the one job I was working didn't make enough money. So I had to supplement and put myself in a position to succeed. And sometimes when people come to work with you and their expectations are different because, you discuss the salary and what they're to be paid. Sometimes people outlive their income and expect it to be a problem for you. And that's just not the case. And so what you have to do is continue to try to educate as much as you possible. But quite frankly, when you get those kind of people, you got a business decision to make. You got to get rid of them. And there's no other two ways about it because you only can do so much. You can't provide a job for a person and tell them or try to stick your nose in their business and how they should maintain. If they can't do that on their own, then you got a business decision to make because it can be cancerous inside your workplace. I've dealt with that before. And so I have to keep my finger on the pulse when it comes to that. And we're blessed not to have those type of people part of our organization anymore because it's hard to grow your business and dealing with people inside the business attacking you from the inside when they should be on the same page and grateful for where they're at with the opportunity to move forward with their life and be an asset to themselves and to you and your company as well, too. I know for a fact, for whatever company I work for, not only would they hire me back because I was an asset to them, but I took pride in being an asset so I can help a company grow. It reminds me of an interview. I was interviewing a candidate for a job, and all I heard was me. So about 15 minutes into the interview, I just stopped it and just, hey, listen, I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate your time. We're not a good fit for each other. And I just knew during the interview process, like the initial paperwork and stuff seemed like it was a good fit and stuff. But after interviewing, I realized this was going to be misery if I hired this person into my company. And so I made a business decision and I made it quick, fast and early before it even got started. And he wasn't upset. I wasn't upset. I had a business decision to make. And you have to have a positive attitude to make those type of decisions so you don't disrespect a person, so you're not unkind to a person. It's that attitude, knowing that, hey, listen, I'm looking for a certain quality of person. I'm looking for a person that wants to be here. I'm looking for a person that wants to grow. Because when you get a person in an interview and they're telling you everything up front about them, it's up to you to listen. It's up to you to pay attention to the application and make a business decision from there. Because if you don't, you know, it can set you back 6 months to a year. We see it play out in a bigger form in the sports world, in Hollywood. You know, we look at things differently. I'm not your average guy when it comes to looking at sports, when it comes into Hollywood. Some people look at the glamour. They're looking at, oh, he's my favorite player, I'm all on my team. I look at it from a business standpoint and a personal standpoint. I look at decisions that are made. I say, man, that move is probably going to set that franchise back more than a few years. And people say, what are you talking about? I was like, that was a bad fire or that was a bad hire. And sometimes people don't get it because they're looking as a fan and they never look from a business aspect. And those, you know, as a fan, we get caught up, oh, I can't believe they let my favorite player go. And from a business aspect, I'm looking like, man, that's the best decision they could. They got that cancer out of the locker room. They're going to do well now. And people, they'll ask me, I was like, man, how did you know that? Man, they'll see something, a certain situation play out. And they say, how did you know? I was like, hey, they made a good business decision. Having a positive mindset is like one of the most important things a person, an individual, a business owner, a potential business owner can have. If you don't have a positive mindset, it's hard to get where you want to be. It's hard to get where you're going. And it's like, what's the opposite of positive mindset? Well, it's a negative mindset. It's a no-brainer. It's a negative mindset. And so what does that positive mindset, how do you have a positive mindset? Well, simple. Let's take something simple as brushing your teeth. Some people brush their teeth after every meal, like recommended from the dentist. I'm just not one of those people. I do brush and floss about twice a day, though, in the morning and when I get up, and before I go to bed in the evening. And what's the results from that? You see it. You're looking at it. A beautiful smile, pearly whites. And I'm grateful and I'm blessed because I don't have false teeth. What's the opposite side of that if you don't brush at least once or twice a day? Well, yeah, I'm sure you done seen those people out in public. At a young age, older age, their teeth not so pretty and they missing a few in the front. That's just a result from just doing the simplest things you can do is brushing your teeth in the morning. That's what a positive mindset does. It alters. It changes. It transcends your life to a level that's unfathomable. I've tried it. I'm doing it every single day. From behind the walls of a cell block to behind the walls of my beautiful home. There's no different where you're at. And in fact, I was asked, when did I first become successful? When did I know I was successful? Well, I knew I was first successful when I was still incarcerated behind iron bars. It was because mentally, something changed. I died. Like when I say I died mentally and my mind became free. Like my mind became freer when I was incarcerated than most people would be in a lifetime. And that's hard to explain. Just once you can free your mind, like things, you know, just think about the physical aspect. When I was incarcerated, I had no bills. I had no obligations. At the time, I had no kids. Yeah, I was living off taxpayers' dollars, being locked up, 3 square meals a day. I didn't have any rent, no car insurance, none of that. So the only stress at that time in life I had was trying to be free. And once I came to the place where I'm already at today, I freed myself mentally. And I've been free mentally since then. And so that's been quite a while ago. And so now I can sit here with great confidence to know that even with 5 children, a beautiful home, a successful business, and all the weight that comes with it, it doesn't bother me. And it doesn't bother me because I freed my mind. That mind is free. And stuff don't get to me. The weight of what the responsibilities I have, it's not a thing. Between my faith and my positive mindset, it's easy to overcome anything that I'm faced with. There's a point in time in life I couldn't do that. And that's when I had a different attitude. People with a poor attitude would live a poor life. As simple as that. It talks about that in Proverbs. It's an expression, if you free your mind, your behind will follow. And it don't get no truer than that. You become what you think about all day long. I know you heard me say that before, but it's that positive mindset. It's the attitude that, hey, I can be this or I can be that. Or let's even keep it simpler. I just want to live a normal life without a whole lot of drama in it. Well, guess what? That's what you strive to be with a positive attitude. If you have a positive attitude, everything falls into place. Is it going to be perfect? Is it going to be simple? Absolutely not. For people that don't like brushing their teeth, that's a big deal. You have, in the beginning, your children, you have to force them to brush their teeth, and they whine, they kick, they complain, they fall on the floor, and they throw tantrums about how they don't want to brush their teeth. But after they get into their routine, it's like cartwork. And you go to put a child to bed that's been trained to brush their teeth, especially my little David, but he's like, Dad, I didn't brush my teeth. And I look at him and say, well, what are you waiting for? And he'll run and go brush his teeth without being reminded. What I've learned in this business and this walks of life is, number one, you have to have a positive mindset and attitude. Unfortunately, I've had to let people go after their first day because they had the opposite of a positive attitude, especially when it comes to trees. They're talking about, man, what if this tree fell on me? What if this and what if that? And you have to say, time out, man. You may think it, but you need to keep that to yourself. We don't talk about falling or cutting your arm off with a chainsaw or destroying property, because once you speak it, you can create something to happen that shouldn't be happening. And unfortunately, if you don't have a positive outlook on what we do in the tree industry, and you think in terms of negative results, then you may get those negative results sooner than you expected, sooner than later. And I've seen it happen time and time again. And so now it's not tolerated. You know, it's just not tolerated. And the energy, if a person don't bring positive energy to the table, if they come with negative energy, I address it once, the second time, I'm making a business decision, quick, fast, in a hurry, because it's not worth it to have that type of cancer in the building. You have to deal with it, because don't many people get second chances in this industry. You don't. I'm fortunate to get a few second chances from some mistakes that I made early in business. I've learned from it. I move forward. For people who don't know anything about the tree business, it's very, very dangerous. So I'm going to say this, not that I need the advertisement to try to drum up tree business in my world, but if you hire somebody on your property, make sure they got the right credentials, because you can be inviting a nightmare into your home, into your owner, to your property. And those are the dangers, those horror stories that I've heard about, people dropping trees on people's houses and stuff. Like, you don't want to be involved in that. And what does that come down to? It comes down to attitude. It comes down to attitude. How? Some people have an attitude where they're too expensive, I can't afford them. With that type of attitude, you're right. But if you had a different attitude and said, you know what? If I have to pay a little bit extra for a peace of mind, that's what I'll do. That's the attitude that you want. Because you get what you're going to pay for. If you don't want a professional to come out, then hire yourself an amateur. But do it with a positive attitude. Don't complain about the work somebody's doing when you didn't hire a professional to do it. Like, don't complain about the job that's being done when you went with the lowest bidder. It's like, don't complain about the car that you bought off Craigslist when you didn't buy it at the dealership. It's simple things, people. It's very simple. It doesn't take much. It just takes practice. That's why I challenge you for the next 30 days to watch your thoughts, watch your attitude, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your feelings. Watch your feelings, they become your actions. Watch your actions, it controls your lifestyle. Watch your lifestyle, it controls your destiny. Thanks for watching and listening. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. My book is coming out soon. Be on the lookout for more information. Go to ljtucker.com. Have a great day. Have a great evening. Create a great day for yourself.